Hi everyone, welcome back to episode 4 of this weekly podcast series. Today I'm joined by a special guest, Umair Qureshi, a 16-year-old professional blogger, affiliate marketer, and online entrepreneur. Umair is the founder of the guideblogging.com website, where he teaches new bloggers how to succeed in the blogging space and is the admin of a more than 23,000 members Facebook group, Guide Blogging, where he shares tips and tricks on affiliate marketing, etc., amongst other accomplishments. As a student or as a college student or as a student in general, how can we get started in the affiliate marketing space?
See, if you want to get started in affiliate marketing, first of all, you have to learn, you have to know what is affiliate marketing, okay? Before, if you don't know what is affiliate marketing, then how you can jump into in this business, okay? So basically, let me tell you that what is affiliate marketing. So basically, affiliate marketing is the way to promote others' product, okay, to your audience, and which helps you to get commission from them, okay? So this is just a simple rule of affiliate marketing, okay? So this is what I can call affiliate marketing. And if you want to just start it out with affiliate marketing, then you have to get the niche, okay? You have to have a niche. If you have a niche, then it's good. But if you don't have a niche, then what you can do, you can just go with the interest, okay? So basically, this is just a one formula I can say, that if you don't know how you can if you don't know how to find the niche of your blog or for affiliate marketing, just see that in which thing you have interest more. I have interest more in blogging things. So that's why I have started my blog, guideblogging.com. Okay, so you have to you have to understand that on which thing you have interest. Okay, so when you know that in this thing you have interest, so you can just start a blog on that, and you can start promoting the products in that particular niche. Okay, so yeah, you can easily just start affiliate marketing by just starting your blog. Okay.
That was a very good answer, and I completely agree that with your point that you can't just go into something without knowing what's that topic, and you should kind of be fueled by an interest as well.
Because see, if we don't have an interest in particular niche, then we can just stick to that niche for 1 month, 2 months. But if you have an interest, then you can just stick for it 1, 2, 3 years and see. In blogging, you will get in blogging or affiliate marketing or any business, you will get results in a period of time. I got results in 1.6 years. So see, if you have an interest on any niche, then you will get the results. Okay, and when you get the results, you will feel motivated and you will start working for that again and again. So yeah.
Exactly. I loved your point about how results, whether it be in affiliate marketing, as you've said in your from your own kind of perspective as well, that you only got results in 1.6 years. So this whole mindset of quick results and all is completely not the case. It should be just an interest, out of interest that you're doing something, and then the results kind of follow. Yeah. So my next question was, what's your best advice for affiliate marketers?
See, for affiliate marketers, my best advice would be promote the product that you use. Okay, basically, see, I have seen so many affiliate marketers spamming on Facebook, Instagram, and doing blog commenting and all these things. Okay, they do, they try to get sales from everywhere. They do spammy promotions. Okay. But that's not a good thing. Okay, so my recommendation always be promote the product that you use. And let's take my example. I am promoting a hosting that is SiteGround hosting. Okay, so I'm promoting that hosting and it's giving good results. And the number one reason why it's giving good results, because I am using that hosting on my blog. See, because I'm using the hosting in my blog, so I know that what's the feature of that hosting and what the other things. Okay, so I can I am comfortable with that hosting and I have a trust on that product. So you have to promote the product which you are using, okay, because you have a trust on that product and which helps you to get more sales. See, now I'm very confident about the product because I know, because I'm using it. Okay, because I'm using it and I have a trust because I have recommend some of my user and they are happy. So basically you have to recommend the product that you are using. Okay, and that's how, like, this is the main tip I can give any affiliate marketer, and this thing help you like to generate lots of money. You see, if you have an audience trust with you, you can sell anything. If you don't have a good product with you, then it will be like very hard to sell anything. Okay, so this is the main thing that I just want to share with other affiliate marketers.
Yeah, I completely agree, and I agree on your point that you have to kind of put a product out there, promote a product that you yourself are actually using, because that will improve your authority and it will improve people's trust and confidence in you, and also your confidence and trust in what you're promoting. That's an extremely good point that I feel that more people should also try and do, like in sales or affiliate marketing or whatever marketing endeavors they want to do. Question was about, so are there any like other advanced affiliate marketing topics, and if so, could you just provide a brief introduction
of the strategies?
Yeah, so like what are the strategies in affiliate marketing?
There are so many affiliate marketing strategies that you can basically use, but I can say there are so many things I can tell you, but the number one thing I can say is use a product that is like, that is, that you are using. Okay, this is the first tip that I want to give. And the second tip that I want to give you is that promote, like not promote, build your audience. Okay, because I have seen so many affiliate marketers, so many bloggers, that they don't even build their audience. They have just started their blog and they don't build their audience. And this is the main reason why they fail. Okay, so that's, I want to recommend other people, like build your audience. Okay, so basically there are some ways which you can use to build your audience. So basically the first way is Facebook group. So Facebook group, you don't believe Facebook group can help you like to generate lots of money. And believe me, I'm telling you because like I have experience, because I have a group with over like 23,000 people in it. And it's all like, it's a targeted Facebook group. And people who love blogging come through that group, and I share value in that group, and people love to purchase through my affiliate link, because I am the I'm the knowledge provider in that group, and I am the admin of that group, and I just shared value. I do so many live, I do so many comments, I like help my community to grow. Okay, so this is the first thing. Okay, build your community. Okay, on Facebook. Okay, the second thing is build your community in Telegram too. Okay, because see, Telegram is the thing that mostly people ignore these days. Okay, mostly people ignore these days, and believe me, it's one of the great methods like to get conversions. Okay, because I have implemented it, because you know that I have a Telegram group, and it's around like 1100 people on it. But you don't believe me that 1100 people are literally targeted, and it's giving me $500 a month. And you know how I am getting $500 a month? By recommending the products. Okay, see, nobody earns, nobody have idea how to earn through Telegram. Okay, nobody have a single idea, but I have the idea because I have the strategies with me. Okay, and all this happened because I have built the community. Okay, so if you build the community, then it will help you a lot. Okay, and the other thing is build your email list, because I have seen so many people like they don't build their email list, or they don't focus on like building a email list, and like they don't love lead generation. But believe me, lead generation can help you to do so many things, because see, if you have a lead, then you can like you can do so many things. You can promote own product, you can promote others' product. And there are literally so many things which you can do with your email subscriber. And see, you can easily make your own source of income, because see, many of the affiliate marketers are like focused on focus on free traffic, okay, free traffic. But if we talk about not free traffic, so there are some ways, like I can say, like building your own community, and these things are the way, like to own the traffic. Because see, Google will release an update and your site will be gone. Okay, so that's the thing. Okay, but if you have a community, if you have your own traffic, if you have a traffic, then you can do so many things. Okay, so that's why I recommend always like to build your community, like build your traffic, okay, from different sources. That's why I don't only depend on Google. I didn't depend on anything. I build my own traffic. I have different sources to connect with my audience. Okay, I have Facebook group, Telegram group, Twitter. I have a Twitter following. I have an Instagram following, and I have a LinkedIn following. So I have connected. I have also YouTube channel. Okay, so I also have a YouTube channel which have around like 2,000 subscribers. So I am connected with my audience through several ways. Okay, so this is the thing, you can do the same. Okay, and yeah, it will help you a lot. Okay, so these two tips, if you apply in your business, in an affiliate marketing business, then believe me, your business will be skyrocket. Okay, for sure. If you are like working on these things, then your business will be skyrocket. Okay, so yeah.
I loved your point about building your own community and owning the traffic. So using community to own the traffic. That was an amazing point that you have shared today. And I also loved your point on how it should be a multi-channel approach. Like you should be focused on generating leads across a number of different platforms rather than just limiting yourself to a specific platform. So what are your kind of tools that you use for affiliate marketing? So for example, finding a profitable niche and then email list and lead generation.
Okay, so for finding the niches, basically I use different tools like Semrush, Ahrefs. So these are the tools that I mostly use like to find the niche. Okay, so this is the first thing. And I have different tools like some of the AdSpy tool like AdWords Suite, Power AdSpy, like which helps me like to spy my competitor ads, okay, and which helps me like to get more conversion. Like it gives me the whole data, okay, like how my competitor ads performing and how they are making money. Okay, so that's the thing I got to know. And there is so many other tools, like there are some email marketing tools that I use, that is Active Campaign, ConvertKit, and MooSand. So these are the three tools that I use mostly, like for like I can say for email marketing. Okay, because you have to use a good email. You have to use a good email provider. Okay, for like for your email marketing. Okay, so that's the reason I mostly use these tools. Okay, and if we talk about, I also do like, we also have some business in, I can say, SEO. Okay, SEO, we provide SEO things. Okay, like, just give me a second. Yeah, so we provide SEO consultation and all these things. So we use different things. So yeah, it's totally depend. But affiliate marketing, these are the three main tools that I use. Okay, so yeah, you can use it too. So yeah.
Wow, thanks for sharing all your tools and all that you use to find your niche for ads and for email marketing.
Yeah, thank you. That spend like a beggar and invest like a king. Okay, so this is the thing that I want to recommend you. Like, I know maybe you are investing so much money in these things like clothes and all these things. But see, these things like don't give you the money. Okay, see, if you wear a good clothes and all these things, it don't give you money. But if you invest the money in your business, then there is a high chance that you will get the return from your business. Okay, So that's the thing I want to recommend you, that don't go for so many other things. Just invest in your business, okay? Because that's the only thing that can help you, like, to, I could say, become a millionaire, okay? So that's the thing I can recommend the readers or the listeners, okay? So yeah, this is just a last moment tip that I want to give.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Wait, I have something for you. I would like to offer you an exclusive invite to my Facebook group, Educating and Learning Together, where you will get a chance to potentially interact with some of the guests I have brought to speak in my podcast series. If you want to receive this invite, follow me on Instagram under the handle RuhiK2. Take a screenshot of where you are listening to this podcast and write, say, 1, 2, 3 things you have learned from this episode and tag me in your Instagram story. You guys can connect with Umair on Instagram, Facebook, his website. I'll be dropping the handles and the links in the podcast link description. Hope you have learned something new. Looking forward to connecting next week. Don't forget to tune in next week for another episode in this marketing series.